The title of my sermonette today is Three Takeaways from God's Feast of Tabernacles. And the reason why I wanted to give that is I haven't had the opportunity to speak to you all about what I learned at God's Feast of Tabernacles this year. Interesting thing is, though, is after I finished preparing the message, I realized what I'm going to give to you is actually the same thing that all of us receive every year at the Feast of Tabernacles. The takeaways from God's feast are frequently very similar. So I want to do it in this way. I want to give them to you first. I want to give you the three takeaways, and then afterwards I'll fill in the proof with some scriptures. So listen to them or write them down if you want to. But anyway, number one, God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son have always been with their church. Always. Never any holes in that time. The Father and the Son have always been with their church. Number two, trials and tests have always been a part of human existence. Think about that for a second. I don't think it's very hard to see that trials and tests have always been a part of human existence. And number three, if we do not quit, if we endure to the end, we will always be with God forever. Those were the three takeaways that I came home, Suzanne and I came home from Montana with at the Feast of Tabernacles this year. Now let's take some time to support these three takeaways from God's, with God's word. Number one was God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son have always been with their church. So let's turn to Matthew 16, verse 18 to prove that point. Matthew 16, verse 18, and for my purposes, I want to only use the very last phrase of that verse. Very last phrase of that verse. But I want to remind you that the person speaking here is Jesus Christ. So, you know, you're not going to second guess him. This is Jesus, Son of God, speaking. Very last verse. And he said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell, or the grave, or Hades, you know, all of those mean the same thing. Nothing will prevail against it. God will not allow their church to be destroyed. And if you pay any attention at all, just on the surface to what's going on in the world, you'll see that there's all sorts of stuff going on. And you can anticipate, if you will, that worse things are going to come. But nothing will destroy God's church. God always intended and took time to create and build their church, and God will never allow anything to destroy their church. That's point number one. Point number two, trials and tests have always been a part of human existence. I don't think that I have to mention to anybody in this room right now or anybody that's watching that you will be tried and tested. They've always been a part of human existence. That's just the way it is. And there's a reason for it, but I'm not going to go into that at all. They'll continue, trials and tests will continue until humanity is no more. Until humanity is no more, trials and tests will continue. So let's support that with some scripture. Let's go to 1 Peter. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. And I want to read verses 3 through 7 from the New King James, and then I'm going to give you a shorter summary. And the reason why is because, well, you'll see. 1 Peter 1, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his abundant mercy, has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Verse 4. "To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept," verse 5, "who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time." Did you get that? Did you understand that? Did it go into you and you go, "Oh, I understand that. Well, now I'm going to give you my abbreviated form of the same message." Oh, I didn't finish. "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials." If you haven't been grieved by various trials, and I'm not talking the right group, "that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Now, I want to say that in my own way. Don't hold it against me, but I want to say it my own way. We are being kept, that is, protected by God, for an inheritance to be revealed when Christ returns. But right now we're being tested and tried. We're being put through a ringer, so to speak, to show God that we are worthy of that eternal inheritance. In message chat, we can talk about whether my Miller translation is any good or you want to throw it out. But finally, number three, if we endure to the end, we will always be in the family of God for all eternity. First prize is more valuable than anything that you can possibly imagine of any value at all. Now let's conclude with 1 Peter 4, verses 3 and 7. I'm leaving out 5 and 6, but 1 Peter 4, verse 3. I love how the way Peter starts this. "We've spent enough of our time." look at what he's saying. "Guys, we have spent enough of our time living the way of the world. We've spent enough of our time doing that. But now," 1 Peter 4, verse 7, "but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, we need to get serious." And Peter has just told them how at 1 Peter 2, verse 1. You notice how I kind of changed Peter around a little bit, but it's all there. If you want to discuss that afterwards, I would be glad to. 1 Peter 2, verse 1. "Therefore," Peter is saying to us, therefore, rid yourself of all malice and deceit and hypocrisy and envy and slander, bad talking of every kind. And now I want to finish with 1 Peter 4, verse 2 tells us how to do it. I mean, you know, if Peter's going to tell us to do these things, how do we do it? 1 Peter 4, verse 2. No longer live the rest of your life, as most humans do. No longer live for your own selfish lust, but rather live for the will of God. All of the speakers in Montana, and I dare say all of the speakers, throughout the world at this year's Feast of Tabernacles, all of them said much the same thing. And those were my three takeaways from God's Feast 2025.